Us in an amazing direction.
Sunday we're going to continue our series on the armor.
Be salt in the world we live in.
And this week is the belt of truth.
Amen.
And so Sunday we're going to continue our series on the armor.
Prayerfully, it's going to be a
powerful
message.
And this week is the belt of
the
truth.
Importance of truth.
And so and
the importance that we
pray for that message,
would recognize,
I think it's
truth.
Be,
so
that will be
prayerfully, it's going to be a powerful
okay,
message.
Okay, now
just
open with me to
the importance of truth.
Second,
the importance that
First
we
Kings,
would recognize truth.
First Kings
so
chapter
that will be Sunday.
18.
Okay, now open with me to Second
First Kings chapter 18.
First Kings. First
We're
Kings
talk
chapter
about this, 18.
This story of Elijah.
Elijah,
1 Kings chapter 18.
Not Elisha, but Elijah.
We're going to talk about this story
Elijah of Elijah.
What did Ahab
Elijah.
Call Elijah?
Not Elisha, but Elijah.
This is like Bible
the first
trivia.
One.
This is worth some gold stars right here.
What did Ahab call
one,
Elijah?
The one who troubles Israel. That's it, gold star.
This is like
Bible
coffee
trivia.
For Carolyn.
So
this is
in,
worth some gold stars right
1
here.
1 Kings chapter 18.
The one,
we see
the
one
Ahab,
who troubles Israel.
King
that's
Ahab
a gold
has
star.
To say
extra cup of coffee
about
Carolyn.
So in,
Elisha.
Why
does
Kings
he say that about
18,
Elijah?
We see that Ahab,
because Elijah
King
tells
Ahab
him the
has
truth
to say,
doesn't he?
About
Elijah
doesn't hold
why,
back.
Why does he say that
when
about
he talks
Elijah?
To Ahab?
We
because
see
because Elijah tells him
18.
The truth,
doesn't he?
Well, verse 17.
Elijah
then it
doesn't hold
when
back.
Ahab saw Elijah,
when he talks
that Ahab,
to Ahab
said to him, "Is that you, O troubler
we
of
see
Israel?"
In verse 18.
Did you hear that?
Like, is that you,
verse 17.
O troubler of Israel?
Then it happened
we said,
when
is that
Ahab
you,
saw Elijah.
Is that you,
then Ahab right? said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?"
Is that you, O troubler?
Did you hear that?
Of Israel.
Is that you, O troubler of Israel?
And Elijah,
we said, is that
has
you,
a great
Rob?
Answer. He's ready.
Is that you, Rob?
He said, "I have not troubled Israel."
Is that you, O troubler?
But actually.
You and your father's
and Elijah
house have,
has a great answer.
And that you
ready.
Have forsaken the commandments
said,
of the
I
Lord
not troubled Israel.
And have followed the Baals.
I haven't troubled Israel.
But
the
actually,
Baals, the
you and your father's
gods
have,
and the Baals.
And that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord.
When I had a teacher that used to call me Baal.
The Baals.
Short
the Baals,
for Bailey.
The multitude of gods.
At some point,
the Baals.
I said, maybe you've got to clarify that.
When
you
I had
have
a teacher
followed
that used to call
the Baals.
Me Baal.
You have followed these false gods.
Short for Baal.
And
at some
and it
point,
hasn't
I was
gone
saying,
well
maybe
for,
you've got to clarify that.
Israel.
You have followed the Baals. You
but
have
he
followed
actually
these
says
false
that he
gods.
Goes further and he challenges
these
and it
prophets,
hasn't gone
right?
well for
verse 19.
For now therefore,
Israel.
Send and gather all Israel to me on
but
Mount Carmel.
But he actually
Carmel.
Says that he
the
goes
450
further and he challenges
prophets of Baal and the
400 prophets
of
right?
Asherah.
Verse 19.
Now therefore,
who eat
send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel.
Right? Send me
the
send
450
me all of
the prophets
of Baal
and
the
send
400
the nation
of
Israel
of
and all the prophets.
Who,
and here,
who eat
in this
Jezebel's
chapter
table.
Coming up,
right?
send me
he challenges
send me all
these prophets.
Prophets.
And he says,
send the nation of
whatever
Israel
God
and all the prophets.
Shows up.
And here
is the
in this chapter
is the true
coming
God.
Up.
Isn't that
he
it?
Challenges these prophets.
He
says,
you have all
and
of the
says,
all the prophets
whatever
of Baal,
450
shows up,
prophets of Baal
is the
and
God.
And then there are 400
is
prophets
the true
of
God.
Asherah.
Isn't that it?
Right, these false
he said,
gods.
You have all of the all
then
the prophets
over here,
of Baal.
How many prophets
450
do we
prophets of Baal.
One.
And then there are 400
Elijah,
prophets
right?
of
Elijah
Asherah.
Alone.
Right,
and
these
he says,
false
okay,
gods.
We will have a duel in
and
a
then
sense.
Over
and
here,
all of
how many
Israel is here to
have?
Witness. And whoever
one.
Is able
Elijah,
to
right? Elijah
call on God.
And he
and
says, okay,
a,
we will
have
a duel in a sense.
Know, a
and all of Israel is here to witness.
That
and whoever
is, the true God.
Is able
Israel
to
agrees to this.
Call on
say,
God.
That's fair.
And have
we're
a,
looking for
have
a, we need a show
you know,
we'll
a
repercussion or something
so,
happened
as
that
the story
is
goes
the true God.
And Israel agrees
the,
to
the 450
is
prophets
of Baal
spend an
we're
entire
for,
day
we need a
from
show.
Morning
we'll
until
it.
The evening sacrifice
so,
calling on
the story
their
goes,
gods
they have the 450
said, Elijah
prophets
said, you
of
go
Baal
first.
Spend an entire
you pick
day
the cow,
from morning
you
until
set
the
up
evening
your
sacrifice.
You do all of your stuff.
On
I'm,
their
not
God.
Gonna, I'm totally hands off.
They have the he
you
said Elijah
this.
Said, you go first.
So they spend
you
the
pick
entire
cow,
day.
You
calling
set up
on
your
their
altar.
God.
You
the
do
whole day,
all of
to the
your
point
stuff.
That they're cutting themselves,
lancing
themselves.
All of this stuff. They're bleeding there.
So they
spend the entire day calling on their God.
It says in verse 29.
To the point that
there was no voice.
No
one answered.
All
of
this stuff.
They're
bleeding there. And there is no response.
And Elijah,
there is no response. It says in verse 29.
Elijah said to the
but there
people,
was no
"Come
voice,
near to me."
No one answered.
And all the people came
no one
near
paid
to him.
Attention.
And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken.
And Elijah,
down. Right? That something
Elijah
was broken
said to
down.
The people,
it was out of
near
order.
To me.
It was out of place.
And all the people
he sets
came
it
near
up,
to
he
him.
He takes 12 stones.
And he repaired the altar
of the Lord
of Israel,
that was broken
he
down.
He sets them up. Right, that he something was broken down. It was out of order.
Puts
it
was the
out
wood
of place.
On there.
He sets it up. He takes 12 stones representing the 12
and put on the
Israel.
Altar.
He digs
sets
a trench
up.
Around it.
He prepares
says, bring
the altar.
Water.
And
he
soaks
the
wood
on there.
The wood,
he soaks
the sacrifice.
The cow is
they do it
separated
three times,
and put on the
and
altar.
The trench
he digs
water.
A trench around it
and
says,
in a
bring
calm
the water.
Way,
and soak the altar. Soak the wood. Soak the sacrifice. They do it three times.
Fire
fill the trench with water. And in,
fire came
in a
down
calm
from heaven
way,
and consumed
the sacrifice.
Praise.
What happened?
And then licked up the water in the trench, and
fire
it's all
came
gone.
Down from heaven.
It's all gone.
Fire came down from
and
heaven.
And in that,
and
Elijah has great confidence because
and then
he licked
had
up the water
fire
in the trench,
come down
and it's
all
gone.
Right?
Not that
it's
he
all
did
gone.
It, but God listened to him.
And in that,
and God is,
Elijah has
God is
great
supporting
confidence
him
because
he
what he's
just
doing, standing
had
for truth.
Fire
right?
come
O troubler
down from
of
heaven.
Israel.
Right?
No, no, no.
Not that he did
he's
it,
holding
but God
the truth.
Listened
he's
to
holding
him.
The standard.
And God is
right?
God
and
is
God
supporting
shows up
him
and honors that
and what he's doing
and
standing
he's gone.
For truth.
And then the 450
O troubler
prophets
of Israel.
No,
no,
are gone.
They,
he's holding
he,
the truth.
They catch
he's holding
them all.
The standard.
They bring them down to the right? brook
and
then
God
gone.
Shows up and
right?
honors
done.
That. And then
how does Elisha
and then the 450 prophets are gone. They
pretty good.
They catch
right?
them all.
Pretty good.
They bring them down to the brook.
If
and
I had
done.
Called down fire
they're
from
done.
Heaven,
how
and
does Elisha feel? At this
soaking
point?
Wet sacrifice. I'd be feeling pretty,
pretty
good.
Good.
How many people
right?
have ever prayed
pretty good.
For that fire to come
if
down
I had
from heaven and clear the
fire
mass pike
heaven,
in front of you
right.
and consumed
yes,
the
we've all
soaking
been there
wet
in
sacrifice,
way.
I'd be feeling pretty good.
Or you're waiting
how many people
in line
have ever prayed
and something,
for
something,
that?
Oh my gosh,
down from
Lord,
heaven,
please,
clear the
mass
pike
life.
In front of you.
Right.
Yes,
do it for
we've
me.
All been there
God
in
says,
some
no,
way.
Take it easy,
right?
You son of thunder.
Or you're waiting in line and something. Oh my gosh, Lord, please. You did it for Elijah.
But what is?
Do it for
why,
me.
Why
God
is
says,
this
no,
happening?
Take it easy. You
it's
son of thunder.
37. That he says, hear me, O
what
Lord,
is,
hear
what
me,
is,
that the people may know that you
happening?
Are the Lord God, and that
it's
you have turned their hearts back to you again.
That
he
is
says,
drawing
hear,
the heart
hear me,
of Israel
O Lord, hear me, that
himself.
The people may know that you are the Lord
what
God.
What had they done?
And that you have
they
turned
had gone
their hearts
after
back
many
to
other
you
gods.
Again.
Jezebel now
that
married
is drawing
to
the heart of Israel
Jezebel
back
is introducing her gods. The prophets
what had they done?
Eat at their table.
They had
right?
gone after many
that?
Other gods.
There's the
Jezebel
king.
Now married
and who's
to the
eating
king.
At his dinner table?
Jezebel is
the
introducing her
false
gods.
God.
The prophets eat at
where's
their
Elijah?
Table, right?
He's out
you
eating
imagine
grasshoppers.
That? There's the king.
He's out in the desert.
And who's eating at
he
his
is,
dinner
he
table?
He's taken care of by
the
God, but not
of a
the
false
king.
God.
And where's Elijah?
But even in that,
he's out eating grasshoppers.
God is drawing the heart
he's
of
out
the
in
people
the
back to himself.
He is taken care
Elijah
of by God,
is part
but
of
not
this.
The
Elijah
king.
Is understanding the ministry.
But
and he's
even in that,
it, isn't
he?
God is drawing the
good.
Heart of the people back to himself.
Now, the next thing
Elijah
that he does
is part
is that
of
he
this.
Ends
Elijah
drought.
Is understanding the ministry.
He prays.
He
goes
it.
Up and
he
sits
isn't
on the hill.
He's
and he
feeling good.
His head between his legs for 3 days.
And
the next thing that he does is that he ends
a drought.
The little cloud like a hand
he
rising
prays,
up over
he goes
the
up
ocean
and he sits on a
and
hill
the rain
and he
comes
sticks
so
his head between his
eat.
Legs for 3 days Ahab has to flee
and what his
and get out of the
way
so the
floods
the little cloud
away.
Like a hand
yeah.
rising up over the ocean and then the like rain comes
Elisha
so heavy
is experiencing
Ahab
God
has to flee
in a very real
and
way
get out of the way so the floods don't sweep
but when
away.
Jezebel yeah. hears what had happened
like,
we spoke
Elijah
about this a little bit last night
the men's group
when Elijah
in a very real way
when Jezebel hears
but when
what
Jezebel
happened
hears
to her friends
what
her prophets
happened. We spoke about this a little
when
bit
Ahab
last night
explains
the
what
when Elijah
the boldness that Elijah
when Jezebel
had and the audacity
hears
that
what
he
happened
had,
to her friends
what did she
her
say?
Prophets
I
when
want
Ahab
his
explains what the
when
boldness
Jezebel
that Elijah
this,
had and the audacity that he had
she says it right
what does she
verse
say?
2 of chapter 19
Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying,
when Jezebel
so let the gods
this,
do to me, and more also,
she says
if I do
right,
not make your life
of
as the life
19,
of one of them.
Then Jezebel
sent a messenger to Elijah, saying,
tomorrow
so
this
let
time
the
you're
gods
gonna be
do
dead.
To
you're
me,
gonna be laying by
and
brook,
more also,
dead also,
if I do not make your life as the life of one of them.
Okay, Elijah
by
just
tomorrow
called down fire from
this
heaven.
Time.
Elijah just
tomorrow
saw
this time you're gonna be dead. You're gonna be laying
on the horizon turn into a rain. That flooded the area, right?
Okay,
and
Elijah just called down fire from heaven. Elijah just saw
what is his response to Jezebel?
A little hand on the horizon turned into
you would
a rain.
Think
he would stand
area,
and say, are you
right?
kidding me?
And
I just called down fire from heaven.
Drought.
You don't scare me.
What is his response
what is he doing
to
instead?
Jezebel?
Ah!
You would
he
think
just,
he
takes
he
off.
Would stand
and
he
say,
runs out into
me?
The woods. He lays under a tree and he says, Lord,
you don't scare me.
But
what
it's
is he
more
doing
than
instead?
I can handle. This is too much. I cannot do it.
He takes off.
Have you ever read
and
this story?
Runs
and
out
said,
into
come
the
on,
woods.
Elijah.
He lays under a tree
on,
and he says,
man.
Lord, just take me
pull
out.
It together.
It's more
you
than
understand
I can
the
handle.
Authority and
this
the power
is too much.
Have.
I cannot do it.
Have you ever
but
read
then,
this
have
story?
Have you ever
said,
read
come
this
on,
story
Elijah.
And said, oh, man, I'm
come
the same
on,
way.
Man.
pull it together.
I'm running into the
you
woods. I'm hiding.
The authority
right?
and the power
I'm in the fetal position under a tree somewhere, just hoping it
but
could all
pass away. But then have you ever read the story and said, oh, man, I'm the same way?
But here,
I'm running
God
into the woods.
Elijah.
I'm hiding. Right? I'm in the fetal position under a
God
tree somewhere, just
Elijah.
Hoping it could all
right,
pass
verse
away.
Five.
Then as he lay and slept under
but
a
here,
broom tree,
God
suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat.
God meets
then he
Elijah.
Looked, and there by
right,
his
verse
head
five.
Was a cake
then
baked on coals
and
a
jar
slept
of water.
Under a broom
so he
tree.
Ate, he
suddenly
drank,
an angel touched
and he
him and said to him, arise and eat.
Then the angel
then he
looked,
and there
back
by his second
head,
time and touched him and said,
on coals
and
a jar of
because
water.
The journey
so he ate,
is
he
too great for you.
And he lay down again.
Arise
then the
angel
and
Lord came
the
back
journey
the second
is too
time
great
and touched
for you.
Him and said, arise and eat
does
because the journey
does God come up to him and
say, what's
you?
Wrong with you? Or the angel wake him up and said, what's wrong
arise
with you?
Arise and eat because
hey,
the journey
hold it together,
is too great for you.
You are my guy. You're the
does
one.
The,
you're
does
the
God
one prop
up to him
out there. What's
say,
wrong
what's
with
wrong
you?
With you?
Can please
or
just stand
angel
a little
up
bit,
and say, what's
show
wrong
a little
with
integrity,
you?
A little
hey,
courage.
Pull it together, big guy.
Now you're out here laying
you are
in the middle
my
of the
guy.
Woods. You're the one.
No one around
out there. What's wrong with you? You could please
no,
just stand a little bit,
way.
Show a little
it
integrity,
gentle,
a little courage.
Remember,
just
now
like
you're out here laying in the middle of the woods.
What is he doing?
He's drawing
the heart of the people back to himself.
No, it's not that way.
So here
is
Elijah, discouraged.
Overwhelmed,
just like the nation of Israel,
over,
what is he doing?
Over everything.
He is drawing the heart
but here,
of the people
God
back
is drawing
to himself. Elijah's heart.
So here is
back
Elijah, discouraged,
and he says,
overwhelmed,
arise,
over everything.
Because the journey
but here,
is too
God
great
is
for
drawing
you.
Elijah's heart.
He doesn't
back
say, arise
to
and, eat, and eat, you should be able
he
to handle this. No, it's no
arise
surprise
and eat
that
because
our
the journey
life is bigger
is
than what we can
you.
Handle. It's no
he
surprise
say,
to God
he,
that what we
have
should be
in
able
front
to handle
of us
this.
Is more than we can handle.
No, it's no surprise
and he doesn't expect
that our
us
life
to take it
is
on
bigger
on our
than
own.
What we can handle.
He doesn't.
It's no surprise
he
to God that what we have
with
in
our
front
whole
of us is more than we can
to rely on him, to lean on him,
and he doesn't expect us
to
look
at him
on our own
for the food that we need.
He doesn't.
He wake
expects
up,
us
he wakes
with
up
our
and there's
whole heart
baked on
to rely on him,
a cruise of
to
water.
Lean on him,
hallelujah.
And to look to him.
He takes
for the
he
food
it,
that we
he
need.
He drinks it, and what does he do?
Wake up,
goes back to sleep.
He wakes up and there is
hey,
a cake
great,
baked on coals, and
but then
a cruise
the angel
of water.
Wakes him and he says,
hallelujah.
Okay, you have something ahead
takes,
of you.
He eats it,
but
he drinks it, and what does he do?
But this
goes
verse
back to sleep.
8 is what I want to concentrate
great,
on.
Hallelujah.
So he arose,
but then the angel
wakes
drink,
him and he says, okay,
and he went
you have
in the strength ahead
of
that
you,
food,
but it's much
40
too
days
hard for you.
And 40
but this
nights,
verse 8
as
is
far
what I want to
concentrate
on
the mountain of God.
So he arose and ate and drank.
So when
and
he
took
went in
what
the strength
God had
of that
given
food,
to him,
40 days,
when he
and 40
rested
nights,
in God's
as far
call,
as Horeb,
when he
the mountain
took it
of God.
In, what?
He
so
went
when
in the strength
of
that
what God had given to him,
on his
when
own strength, he
ran from Jezebel.
In God's
on his own
call,
strength,
when
he ran.
Took it in.
On his own strength, he avoided.
What?
He went in the strength,
but in the strength
of that,
that
God had given him, and the food that God
on
had
his
given
own strength,
him,
he ran
from
Jezebel. 40
days.
On his own strength,
and
40
he
ran.
How many people
his own
are
strength,
here?
He avoided. But in the strength that
Kelly?
God had given him, and the
kind
food
of.
That God had given
Ryan.
Him, he ran for 40
Ryan,
days.
I remember in Poland.
And 40 nights.
How many
running.
People
I was,
runners,
we're
here.
In Poland, and I was in the cafe eating like a croissant. In a cappuccino,
kind of.
And I looked, and there was
Ryan.
Ryan's flying down the street.
Ryan,
like,
I remember
man.
In Poland.
No days off for this.
Running. I was. We're in Poland, and I
running,
was in the
right?
cafe.
How many people
like
have ever
run
for 40 days
in a cappuccino? And I looked, and there was
no.
Ryan's flying
40
down the
minutes.
Street.
That's a like, that's a limit for me.
No close, days off.
Close. Those days close. Right. 40 minutes
running. Right.
How many people have ever run for 40 days and 40 nights?
40 days and 40 nights. He goes.
40 minutes.
And he goes.
That's a limit.
And he goes.
Close.
And he goes.
Those days close.
And he goes.
Right. 40 minutes. I'm done. No way. I can't even make it. Not a chance. Right.
Because he's not depending on his own strength.
He's not providing.
And he
for himself,
and
but
he
he's
goes,
looking
and, he goes,
and leaning on
and goes,
what
and
looking
goes.
For and leaning
why?
On what God had provided
because
for him.
He's not depending
so
on
he
his
goes
own strength.
And then
he's
in
not
this
provided
story also
himself,
we see the revelation
looking,
given
to and leaning
to Elijah,
on
he
says
what,
to him,
looking
right?
for and
come
leaning
and
on what
God
had
provided for him.
There's a wind,
so he
there's
goes,
an earthquake,
then,
there's a fire.
In this story also we see the revelation
but then there's the still small voice
he says
and God speaks to him
come and
he says I have a few things for you to do.
There's a wind,
there's
an earthquake, there's a fire,
and
God's voice is not in it, who will be your servant.
Still
after
small
you,
voice,
prophet, the
and
prophet
God speaks to him, and he
so
says, "I have
time
a few
to get
things
up,
for you to do.
It's time to go.
You need to anoint
to remember,
and you need to get Elijah.
How you're
going to
do it all.
Will be your servant after you. Your
so,
prophet, the prophet. After
what do we
you.
Have?
So it's
what
time
do we
to get
have?
Up. It's time to go.
I was reading here
it's
in Deuteronomy.
To remember
how
Deuteronomy
you're going to do it all.
So,
is a great chapter.
What do we
a
have?
Great book. Right?
What
many
do we have?
Read Deuteronomy.
I was reading here in Deuteronomy.
It's like the synopsis of the Pentateuch.
It's
is a
synopsis,
great chapter.
Well, it's a synopsis
a great book.
Of
how many people
the
have read
leaving leaving Egypt, it's going like into the promised land.
Right? Of the
Moses
Pentateuch.
Led them out of
it's
Egypt
synopsis,
and up
well,
to the threshold,
of
but never into the promised
leaving,
land.
So it is the review of this history
going into the promised land. Right?
And he is reviewing
Moses
it to them,
led them
but
out
in the
of
middle
Egypt
of it,
and up to the threshold,
8,
but never into the promised land.
And so it is the review
well,
of this history.
Verse 1. Deuteronomy
8, he is
1,
reviewing it to
says,
them,
every
but in the middle
which,
of it,
commandment,
every
here in chapter
commandment
8,
which I command you today,
verse 3,
you must be careful
well,
to observe
verse 1,
that you may
Deuteronomy
live
8, 1,
and multiply
he says, every
and go in and possess the land,
every
which the Lord your God
which I
swore to
you
your today,
fathers.
Okay. You must be careful
so he's saying,
to observe
the word is given
that
to
you may live and multiply
by these words,
and go in
by
and
these
possess
commandments,
the land,
which the Lord
you
your God
will go into
swore
the
to
land
fathers.
And you will possess
okay.
it. Right?
So he's saying the word is given to you,
the land which the Lord has
and
given
by
to you.
These words,
and you shall
by
remember
these commandments,
that the Lord your God led
you, will
you
go
all the way
into the land and you will possess
in the wilderness.
Right? You remember,
will possess
the
land
the
Lord
led
you all the way.
And you shall remember
that
the
Lord
your God
led
you
all
the
way
at your request
these 40 years
in the wilderness.
Lord,
remember,
the Lord led
you
in our own
lives.
Elijah,
remember that
the Lord
the work of God,
brought
we
down
remember
fire
at your
request
so
and burnt up
powerfully
that thing.
On us.
Lord,
we're just
being
in the presence of God.
We could say in our own lives, are there times where we remember
and you feel like, oh my gosh,
we remember the hand of God so powerfully on us.
Or just being in the presence of God.
When you're in a time, you have a time of prayer.
Pedro's up here singing.
You're praying together.
You feel like, oh my gosh,
your wife
is with
a group of believers and you're in prayer together.
Remember
you're believing God. And there's
when you're in a time, you have a time of remember prayer.
That.
Why? You're praying
because
together
you didn't
with
do it
your
yourself.
Husband or with your wife or
but
with
God
a group of believers
your
and you're in prayer
to
together.
Himself.
You're believing
He's
God.
Drawing your
and
heart
an answer
to Him.
Remember
to rely
that.
On Him.
Why?
And
because
to trust
you didn't
him
do it yourself.
To give you everything that you
but
need.
But God is drawing
and
your heart
the,
to
and the
himself,
strength of
He's
that
drawing
food,
your heart to
you can
him,
go for a
to
long
rely
time.
On Him
okay.
and to trust
and you
Him
can overcome
everything
the times
that may be
and that
by in the strength of that food.
Because also there's times
you can go for a long time.
I know we've all been there where we say,
and you can overcome.
Are you there?
Times that maybe
remember me?
Aren't
right?
as
we call it like it's a desert time. It's
because
a dry
also
time.
There's times in our life
we feel like
and
our,
I know we've
our
all been there,
like lead balloons.
Where we say, hello,
they just go up
Lord.
And they crash back
are
down
you there?
To earth.
Remember
you open
me?
The Bible
right?
and all
we call
you can
it, just
it's
like,
a desert
you're not
time.
Interested it's a dry in it.
Time.
We feel
yeah,
like
you
our,
open the Bible
prayers
like,
it's like
not,
lead balloons
like,
and just go up and they crash back down
to me or it's not.
You open the Bible and all
you're just
annoyed
by not interested in it.
Has never happened to me.
You open the Bible and it's
never.
Like, that's not. I,
but
not,
like, there are times that are like that. What is important in that
there.
Time? You go to church and you're just annoyed by people.
And what can sustain me in that time?
Right? Has never happened
because
to me
that's not always a bad
never.
Time.
But like,
we look
at
it and we say, Lord,
like
what
is
done
important
wrong?
What
in that
have
time?
I done for you to turn your back on me?
And what can sustain me in that time?
But the reality
because
is,
because that's not always
maybe
a bad
he
time.
Has held back a
right,
little
we look
bit
at it and we say, Lord, what have I done wrong? What have I done for you to turn your back on me?
Right.
Where
the
saying,
reality
I have given
is,
you food.
Maybe he has
given
held
you
back
a little
you
bit.
You can make it through this time.
You to rely
you can
on
make
what
it
he
through.
Has
how
given.
Did the nation of Israel okay. make it through the
where
wilderness?
Where he's saying, I have given you food
by the hand
I
of God.
I have given you enough.
Was
you
it
can
by
make
their
it through
obedience?
This time.
No.
You can make
no,
it through. How did the nation of Israel make
like
it through the wilderness?
They're grumbling, complaining
by the hand of God.
Over and over again.
Was it by their obedience?
But God sustains them.
No.
Okay,
no,
look
actually,
here in verse 3.
They are
oh, verse,
like
we're
rebellious.
They are grumbling, complaining, like
okay.
over and over
and
again.
You shall remember that the
but
Lord
God
your God led
them.
You all the way
okay,
these
look
40
here in
years
three.
In the wilderness
oh, verse,
to humble
verse
you
verse
and test you to know
to,
what
okay.
was in your heart.
And you shall remember
you
that the Lord your God led you all the way
so,
these 40 years in
so
the wilderness
he humbled
to
you.
Humble you and test
so he humbled
you to know what was in your heart, whether you
could
keep his commandment or not.
Yeah,
so,
he can humble us.
So he humbled
he
you.
He humbled you and allowed
so
you
he
to
humbled
hunger.
You.
Wow.
And fed you with manna,
God,
which
God
you did
do
not
that?
Know, nor did your fathers
yeah, he can
know.
Humble us.
That he might make
he
you
humbled
known,
you and
that allowed
he might
you
make
to
you
hunger,
that man shall not live by
and
bread alone.
And fed you with manna,
but man
which you did
by
not
every
know,
word,
nor did your fathers
know.
From the mouth of God.
That he might make you known, that
he
might make
you
known, that man shall not live by bread alone. But man lives by
or
every
how
word
about you don't allow me
to
hunger?
From the mouth of
how about
God?
You just make me fat and happy?
He humbled you.
How about
everything allowed
just
you
easy.
To hunger?
Right? We say, great. How about
Lord,
it's all
just a
gravy
you don't
train
allow
with biscuit wheels?
How about you
like
just
we
make
could
me
just
fat
keep
and
it
happy.
That way?
And he says,
how
no, I'm going to humble you
easy.
And I'm going to cause you to hunger
right?
because
say,
in
great.
That
how about
you recognize what real food is.
Like we could just keep it that way.
You recognize what real food is,
and
you
no,
value
I'm
it,
humble you,
and
you
understand you
that if you
take
in
real
that,
food,
you
can go for a long
what real
time.
Food is.
This
right.
manna,
you
what
recognize
does manna
what
mean?
Real food is, and you value
what is
it,
right?
and you understand that
Douglas.
If you take
oh,
in real
quick.
Food,
what
you can go for
it?
A long time.
What is it? And I heard one guy
this
say
manna,
that every
what,
night
what
his
does
wife
manna
cooks,
mean?
And he says, manna. What is it?
What? Bible trivia question.
What is it?
Quick. What is it?
It wasn't anybody in this room.
And I heard one guy said that every night his wife cooks and he says, manna.
What is it? What is it?
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
It wasn't anybody
Elijah
in this room.
Elijah could be
don't
there worry. And he could wake up and he could look and there's a cake burning on the coals. He could say, what on
what
earth is that?
Right? What is
I didn't
it?
Cook it. I didn't prepare it.
I don't know what it is.
Nation of Israel, they're
Elijah
in the desert
could be there,
for 40 years
and
there's
little
bread look, and there's a cake
floating down
burning on
every
coals,
single
say,
morning
and
they're picking it up.
I didn't cook
like
it. I didn't prepare
it.
What
nation
is
of Israel,
they're
in
the desert for
but
40 years, and there's little bread
and
floating down every single morning, and they're
it
picking
it
up.
It is enough
and it
to sustain
like honey
me to the
oil.
Point that I believe
what is it?
That
I don't know.
Life is more
but God has given it
than
to me.
Physical food.
And if I lean
and
on
I have
it,
strength
and if I take
in
it in,
spiritual
it is
food.
Enough to sustain me
that
to
I
the point that I believe
bread alone,
that but
by
life
every
is more
that
than
proceeds out of the mouth of God.
And that I have strength in spiritual food.
This is Christ's answer to the devil.
That I shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that
Jesus
had just spent 40 days in the wilderness
this is
with the wild
answer
animals.
To the devil.
That's what it says. I think
four.
In Mark's gospel, it says that he's out in a.
He tempts
it's
Jesus.
In a
Jesus
bad
had just spent
place.
40 days
Matthew
in the wilderness
softer,
with the wild
says
animals.
He went out into the wilderness.
That's what it says.
But Matthew,
I think in Mark's,
like he's out
Mark's
in
gospel,
hard
it says that he's out in a
wild
it's
animals,
in a bad
and
place.
It's not cool.
Matthew is a little softer.
It says he went out into the wilderness.
The devil says, look at those rocks.
It's like he's out
you turn
in
that
a
into focaccia
hard
bread.
Wilderness with wild
that,
animals.
That right there could be an
Asiago
cheese
cool.
bagel.
And where
like you could turn these things
the
into
devil.
What you
the
really
says,
want,
look at those
what
rocks.
Your body wants.
You could turn
and what does
into
Jesus say
bread?
To the devil?
That right there could be an Asiago cheese
right
bagel.
But you could turn these things into what you really want, what your body wants.
And what does Jesus say?
I'm not going to live by bread alone.
To the devil.
I will live
right
by
here.
The words that proceed
man shall not live
out of the
by
mouth
bread
of God.
Alone.
I'm okay
if that
if
is
I'm
what Jesus,
way,
the perfect man,
I'm not
going
to live by bread alone.
Has the answer
I
to the
will.
Devil.
I will live
what better
by
answer
the words
could I
that
find?
Proceed out of the mouth of God.
Like, have we ever
if
been
that is what
distracted?
Jesus, the
have
perfect
we ever
man,
been disrupted?
Has
have
the
we
the
come
devil?
To a point where we
what
feel hunger
could I
and
find?
The devil is there saying, you know, you could just live a different way.
Have we ever been distracted?
Like
have
you're
we ever
you're
been
like, the
disrupted?
Bible's not
have we
to me?
Come to a
church
point where we feel hunger?
I don't
and the devil
feel
is
like
there
I'm
saying,
filled with the Holy
you know,
Spirit.
You could just
and
live
the devil's
a different
right
way.
There saying, hey, I got a better option.
Like you're in a dry. You're like the Bible's not speaking
like,
to
hey,
me.
Hey, how about we
church
live this
is not
way?
Interesting.
Look,
I don't
come on,
feel
look
like
these
I'm
people
filled
so
with
happy.
The Holy Spirit. And
look,
the devil's
over
right
here
saying,
so
hey, I got a better
look,
option.
Just do this. Don't forget about those. We can go there.
Like hey, how about we live this way?
Duty. But how about
come on? Look at these people. They're so happy.
Pursue your own desire.
Life over here is so different.
Pursue your own lust.
Just do this. Don't forget about those.
Do what you want.
Christmas and Easter.
And you'll be happy.
Do your duty. But how about live this way?
You've read Pilgrim's Progress.
Pursue your own desire.
You'll
pursue
see
your
that this
own
happens
lust.
To Christian, doesn't
right?
it?
Do what you want.
Christian is
distracted. And you'll be happy then.
At Vanity Fair.
If you've read Pilgrim's Progress.
Vanity Fair. You can
watch
picture
the
movie. Like he's there.
You'll
all
see that
the
this
trappings are there. You
Christian,
can have whatever you want.
Christian
the
is
vanity.
Distracted.
Just pursue
at Vanity,
vanity.
Fair.
And who's the wise old man?
Vanity Fair.
They're like
you
some flashy
picture?
Old guy.
Like he's there.
He's
all the trappings
it.
Are there. You can
he's
have
like, no,
whatever
just
you
go
want.
To Vanity
the
Fair.
Vanity.
That's
just
where you find
vanity.
Everything you want.
And who's the wise old man?
City.
It's a hard road.
Flashy old guy.
It's not really worth it. But Vanity. That's it.
He's like, no, no, no. Just
go
to
Vanity
Fair. That's where you find everything you want. Forget about that celestial city.
They're like in the
stockade
road.
They
like
get
it's not really
somehow.
Worth it,
maybe
but vanity,
I'm
that's it. Vanity Fair.
Anyway, like
it doesn't,
what ends up
it doesn't
to
satisfy
Christian and his friend.
It
they're
doesn't
like in the
satisfy
there, aren't they?
But
they
then God comes.
Somehow.
Maybe I'm having my
in
story
way,
confused.
If
anyway, like
comes
it doesn't,
and he leads
it
them
doesn't
back
satisfy.
Under the path.
This is the way.
It
remember,
doesn't satisfy.
This is the way.
But then God
Moses,
comes.
Moses is saying this to the nation of Israel in Deuteronomy.
And he leads
this
them back
is the way
the
that you're
going to
go in
way.
And you're going to possess.
Remember,
it's not
going to
be by
way.
Following your natural
Moses,
instinct. But it's going to be instead
saying this
by relying
to the nation of Israel
on
in Deuteronomy,
the word of
this
God.
This is the way
the
that you're going to go in and you're going to possess.
This is what
it's
Elijah
not
is
be
learning
by following
as
your natural instinct.
Up
but it's going
to
be instead by relying on
the word of God.
There he is fed. There he is strengthened.
This is what
in the strength
is
of
learning
that
food.
He goes and he goes
up underneath
and he goes
the tree,
and he goes.
Asking for God to kill him.
So for us today, the
there
question
he is fed. There he is strengthened.
That we can
in
answer
in
tonight,
the strength of
in
that
the,
food.
What we
can goes,
think about
and goes,
is,
and he goes, and he goes.
Is this food strong enough for
so
me?
So for us today, the question. Yeah.
As
the question
I,
that
as
we can
I
answer
live
tonight,
this life of
the,
faith, is
the
word
of God
is
and
is the word of God
strong enough for me?
Romans 10:17.
Faith
as
comes
I,
by hearing,
as
hearing
I
by the word of
this
God.
Life of
and
faith,
is the word
is
of God
in
God,
the body of Christ? Is this
is
a
the word of God
way for me to live?
And
is there a
strong
enough
comes
food
by hearing,
here
hearing by the
for
word
me
God.
To build my life?
And
for?
Is the word of God in the body of Christ?
And what I
is
say
this
is yes.
a sustainable way for
absolutely.
Me to live?
Absolutely. And is there a strong enough food here? This is how we are designed. This is what God has intended for us.
And
that we would be in a place where
we
would have food that actually sustains
what
we are.
This
is how we are designed. This is what God has intended
for us.
That we would be in a place where we would have food that actually sustains us for the life that is ahead of us. 40 days and 40 nights, and then he'll give you the next mission. Like he said to Elijah, the journey ahead of you is much too long.
I'm hanging up the prophet's shoes.
I'm done. If you were to say to Elijah, now I need you to run for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he'll give you the next mission. You can go.
He said,
and he goes, and he goes, and he goes, and he goes, and there he finds God's call. There he finds God's direction.
And in the strength of this vanity,
you can go.
But in the strength
of the word. And he goes, and he goes, and he goes, and there he finds God's call. There he finds God's direction.
Job said it.
Not in vanity.
Job said it in,
but in the strength of the word.
Job 23:12.
In the strength
of the food that God
commandment of his lips.
Job discovered this.
I have treasured the words of his mouth
more than
my necessary food.
Job 23:12.
I have not departed from the commandment of his lips.
How was Job's life?
I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Gravy and biscuit wheels.
Isn't that beautiful?
Like the wheels have come off.
How was Job's life?
They were off the track, and he is having difficulty, to say the least.
Not so gravy.
But in that,
he
says,
like the wheels have come off,
the
gravy
that I value.
They were off the track, and he is having
difficulty,
to say the least.
I will live by it.
But in that, he says,
Hebrews,
this is
chapter
the thing
5,
that I value.
Above
the author
my necessary
of the book
of Hebrews
is the word of God,
and I will live by
believers. And he is
Hebrews,
talking about
chapter 5,
coming to maturity.
The one big theme of the book of Hebrews
is challenging
maturity.
These believers.
Maturity.
Have you ever had someone tell you grow up?
And he is talking about coming to maturity.
The one big theme of the book of Hebrews
is maturity.
I don't know. Is there
maturity?
Have you ever had someone tell you grow up?
How do you say that in Spanish? Is that
I heard Rosie say to Pastor Donald the other day.
Would you grow up?
Maguda?
I don't know. Is there
Maduda?
All the time.
There it is.
All the time.
Learn.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Maduda?
Grow up.
Huh?
Grow up.
Maguda?
Maduda?
Spiritually,
we want to grow.
Learn it.
Right?
Spiritually, I want to
grow
be
up.
Growing in my walk of
grow
faith.
Up.
I don't want to be satisfied to be down here.
We want to grow.
I want to be growing.
Spiritually,
I
want to
look back at the year and say, I have
my
walk
with God.
I don't want to
be
satisfied
look back and
say, by the strength of the food that he has given me,
I want
to
be
a stronger
growing.
Believer.
I want to look back
tried,
at the year and say,
but because I applied
with
the food that he gave to me.
I want to look back and say,
it,
by the strength
came
of the food
into my body
that he has given
me,
I am a stronger believer. Not because
I tried,
but because I applied the food that he gave to me.
I actually ate it,
and it came into my body and nourished
the table.
This is what Jeremiah prayed.
Jeremiah
chapter 15.
We could say that and be like, oh, this is good.
I found your word.
I appreciate
and then
I appreciate you live by this word.
On the table.
But I recognize that you do that and that's good for you. That's
we could say
that
and be like, oh, this is good.
And I'm going to leave it there and walk away.
I appreciate
Jeremiah said,
that Pastor
I found your word and I did eat it.
And I recognize
and
that you do that
and joy
and the rejoicing of my heart.
I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to walk away.
No, Jeremiah said,
what is Jeremiah
known for? I found your word and I did eat it.
Known for joy?
And
no.
It became the
He's
joy
the weeping
and the rejoicing.
And if you read his writings,
heart.
You will weep also.
Read
Jeremiah
in
Lamentations.
Is he known
Lamentations
for joy?
Means crying.
No.
He's called the
right?
weeping
so his
prophet.
And if you read
his
writings, you will weep
joyous.
Also.
Read
and if
Jeremiah
you think about what God had given
right?
him to communicate to the nation of Israel, you could say, please,
right?
I'm
so
out. His prophecies
send
and his
someone
words,
else.
They're not
joyous.
That, Jeremiah 1:15,
and
he said,
if you think
Lord
about
God,
what God
guy,
had
please,
given
don't
him
even
to communicate to the nation of Israel, you could say, please, I'm
but God
out.
God says, no, I have chosen
send
you,
someone
I have
else.
Called
Actually,
you,
he tried
and
that.
I will feed
Jeremiah 1:15, he said, oh, Lord God, I'm a little guy, please, don't even bother with me.
Come on.
I can't do it.
But
then tell them
I
have chosen you, I have called you,
tell them they're
going to
be dragged
away
into captivity.
Now go tell them they're
but
terrible
tell them
sinners.
That there's hope.
Tell them
come
that
on.
There's a returning. Tell them that there is
and
a remnant.
And then
tell
them
that
Jerusalem's going to be destroyed.
So Jeremiah,
tell them they're going to be
if he had looked at his call and if he had looked at what God had given
tell
him
to
do,
he could
hope.
Say,
I'm going to go hide under the tree.
Tell them that there is a remnant.
Tell them that.
But instead, he found
so Jeremiah,
the word.
He
if ate he
it,
looked at his call and if he had looked at what God had given him to do, he could say, I'm going to go hide under the tree
and empowered him and gave him the ability to go.
But instead, he found the word. He ate it
and to go.
And what did it become? It became
Moses,
the joy and the rejoicing
at the burning
of his heart.
Bush.
It became
what
the thing that empowered him and gave him the ability to go and to go and to go.
A fire, a bush
that was
Moses
on fire
at the burning
was
bush.
Speaking.
What did he meet?
Okay.
Have you ever gone out to the garden at night and just looked around?
A fire, like
a bush
okay.
that was on
go
fire.
Ahead.
Let it rip.
That was
I'm
speaking.
Right. Okay. Have you ever gone out to the garden at night and just looked around?
But the bush was not
like stared at.
Was
okay. See it.
It was
go
on
ahead.
Fire.
Let it rip. I'm
but
listening.
It wasn't consumed. Moses' life would be a life that was on
bush
fire.
Was not consumed.
But it was not
it?
Consumed.
Elijah's life, he was on fire.
But it wasn't
but he
consumed.
Was not consumed. We are able
Moses
to go and to burn and to go and to go and to go, but we are not consumed. Why?
Elijah's life, he was
because
on fire.
Because there is a strength
but he was
in the Word
consumed.
Of God, and the Word of God
we are
is the thing that
to
is
go
feeding
and
us.
And to burn and to go
man
and to go and to go, but we are not consumed
alone,
why?
By every word that proceeds
because
out of the mouth of God.
Because there is a strength in the Word of God, and the Word of God
is so gracious,
and He is so kind.
Man shall not live by bread alone,
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
And He is so merciful,
He
is so gracious, and He is so kind.
Come
and
closer,
with this
come
word,
closer. And
he draws
and say,
all
I can do is
sleep.
He says, that's fine. Here's
and
a little
there
cake.
He feeds us.
He says, come
and
on.
In the strength
trust
of that food, he
come
goes.
On.
Now,
come closer,
the book of
come
Hebrews,
closer, come
grow
closer.
Up,
and Elijah
mature.
Can say, all I can do is
go,
sleep.
Come
he
on,
says, that's
let's
fine.
Go. There's
Here's a little cake.
Word over and over again in the book of Hebrews.
In the strength of
it's
that food,
this word
he goes.
Completion.
Now,
the book
or
of
perfection.
Hebrews. Grow up.
Mature.
Completion, perfection.
Go,
and
come
the
on, let's go. There
is
a
word over and over again in the book of Hebrews.
It's this word completion.
Brought
perfection.
To an intended goal.
Completion
is cried out
on
the cross.
The word in the Greek is finished.
He didn't say,
I'm
done,
and
I'm out.
That means
he was saying
completed.
It is accomplished. I did
brought
it.
To an intended
I did.
Goal.
I brought it to the
Jesus
goal.
Jesus cried out on the
right?
cross
the guy,
to tell us that
it
goal
is
soccer.
Finished. He didn't
the guy,
say,
goal!
I'm done, I'm out. He was saying
right?
it is accomplished.
That
I did
the purpose has
I
been
did.
Accomplished.
I brought it to the goal.
You scored a goal.
The guy,
when we
score a goal in soccer.
And the, guy,
the goal of our Christian life
right,
in the book
that,
of Hebrews is not
the
just
purpose
to say,
has been
I got my ticket punched,
you
I'm going to
goal.
Heaven, I trust
when
in Jesus,
we,
hallelujah, that's it. I'll see you then.
The goal
but it is
of our Christian life
in the book of Hebrews is not
this.
Just to say,
so here,
I got my ticket
Hebrews
punched,
chapter
I'm
5,
going to heaven, I trust
12,
in Jesus, hallelujah, that's it. I'll see you
the
then.
Author says this.
But it is instead to be growing
by this time you ought
this.
To be teachers.
So here, in Hebrews chapter 5,
by this time you ought to be teachers,
you've had the teaching, you've had
the word, you've had it.
You should be
by
you
this
should
time
be
you
more mature
teachers.
Than you are. Grow up.
Right.
By this
but
time
said,
you ought
but
to
instead,
be teachers. You've had the teaching. You've had the word. You've had it.
You,
instead,
you should
you
need someone to teach
you.
You
should
you
be
again,
more mature than you are.
The first principles of the oracles of God.
Right. And you
but
have come
said,
to need
instead,
milk and not solid food.
You've come
instead,
to need
you
milk
need
and
someone
not solid
to teach
food.
You again the first principles of the oracles of God.
When Peter talks about milk,
he talks
about it in a positive light. Here, the author of Hebrews is talking about it in a negative way.
You've come to need milk and not solid food.
Why are you limiting your diet?
When Peter talks about milk,
it should
he talks
be
about
that
it
you
in a positive light. Here,
food.
The author of Hebrews is talking about it in a negative
in
way. Kind
of
saying to people,
milk is good.
Why are you limiting
like
your diet?
When a baby is born, milk is good.
It should be that you require solid
and if you give them
food.
Cereal,
at
or if
some
you give
point
them
in our walk
ribeye,
of faith, milk
they,
is good.
They will not handle it.
Like when a baby
it
is
will
born,
not
milk
go
is
well
good.
With them.
And if
but
you give them
some
cereal,
point, I don't know what
if you give them,
I don't know if
it's 3 or 4 months, I don't remember.
They
it's 3 or 4 months,
it.
You introduce like some cereal.
It will not go well
some
with
solid
them.
Food.
It's like,
but then there's at some point, I don't know what it was.
I don't
6
know if
it's
3 or 4 months,
I don't remember.
Or 3 or 4 months,
you introduce like some cereal. Some solid food.
This milk
6
is
months?
Nothing.
6 months.
Some our solid
Noah
food.
Was a little, he wasn't that patient.
When they get it, right?
It's like something away. Something
this
comes
this
alive.
Milk is nothing.
You're like, oh my God, you've been holding
some solid
back on
food.
Me. You've been oh sweet potatoes
wow.
When they get it
woo.
Right. It's like something yeah. Away something comes alive
and in
them.
The first
like, oh
birthday,
my, you've been holding back on
because they didn't have sugar.
You've been
their
oh
first
sweet potatoes
and then
wow.
All of a sudden we put a
woo.
Cupcake in front of them.
Yeah,
and it was just like straight to the main line.
And
then
the
like
first birthday
frosting.
We did
right?
This with both
like,
kids. They didn't
bing.
Have sugar.
Eyes
until
open.
Their first birthday.
Oh my gosh!
And then all of a sudden we put a cupcake in front.
But like
introducing straight to the main line.
Introducing a stronger diet. Right.
It was just like
it's necessary. The milk is nourishing you to the point, but you are growing.
But
your body is requiring something more.
Introducing
so you need
a more
complex
diet,
right?
More
it's
nutrients,
necessary.
More,
milk
more
is nourishing
skill to
you to
eat
the point,
all of this
but
things,
you are growing,
and as you've been
and
growing,
your body
you've been
is requiring
what
something
is needed,
more.
Right?
So you need a more
kid,
complex
little
diet,
pop things,
more nutrients,
their hands.
More skill
first you put
to
one in
eat,
the mouth,
all of
like,
this
that's good.
And as you've been growing, you've been developing what is needed, right?
If you're watching a kid, they give them little pop things,
knit their hands,
right?
And
first
then finally
you put one in
their mouth,
practice,
and you're like,
oh,
that's good.
And
then
they're like,
in, boom,
trying
puff,
so
boom,
hard with
boom.
Their little paws.
And then they're ready.
And they don't,
right, that's
like,
it. And then they're developing. And then you give them a spoon
can,
and
right?
stuff's flying
and
up to the ceiling. And it's
practice,
chaos. You give them a ball
and
it's on their
dial,
head.
And then
it's like, it's bumpy.
Boom.
It's bumpy. But then eventually,
that's it. And
then
they're
developing.
And
then you give them a spoon and
stuff
flying up to the ceiling. And it's chaos. You give them a ball and
it's
on their head. It's like, it's bumpy.
Life becomes more simple.
But then eventually, the craft is honed. And there they are with a fork twirling spaghetti.
There is a time where it's necessary.
That right. All I know
life
is that God loves
more simple
me.
At the
hallelujah.
Dinner table. All I know is that we are not going to hell, and that is important for me.
There is a time
when
I want to
know more.
That
all I want to know more about my Savior. I want to know more about my faith. I want to know more about my position, and I want to know more about my future. And I want to grow, and I want to grow, and I want to grow. And I
know more about my
Savior. I want to
know
more about my faith. I want to know more about my position.
We say yes.
I want to know more about my future,
and we want to grow.
And I want to grow.
So spiritually, we want to
look at someone's library and say, "Oh my goodness, is that all information I can learn?" We say yes. That's about who you are in Christ,
and cookies.
And we want to go.
That's
we want to go. So
good.
Spiritually,
but it's not enough.
We want to be growing.
I need strong meat.
And yes,
so look what he says
here.
Every once
for
in a while,
everyone
love
who
milk,
partakes
of milk.
Only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
But it's not
for
enough.
He is a babe.
I need
strong
meat.
In the word of
so look what he
give
says
him a fork
here.
And a knife.
For
he's
everyone
not, he's
who
more
partakes
of
only
of
milk
is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
Solid food belongs to those who are
of
full age.
You give him a fork and a knife. He's more of a danger to himself.
Those who by reason of use
but
have their senses exercised.
Solid food
to discern
belongs to those who are of full age.
By
that,
reason
that
of
is,
use.
Those who by reason of use
the word of God is
have their senses exercised.
To
put
discern
down in front
both
of me
good
at the table. And I look at it and I
by
say, I don't
reason
know how to
of
approach
use.
This situation.
Okay.
So that means
I don't even know how to
word
start
of God
eating
is delivered.
But I'm
going to
go and I
by
put down
reason
in front of me
of
at
use,
the table.
And I look at it and
I
say, I
don't
know
how
to
approach
my
this situation.
Senses are exercised.
I don't even know how to start
and I
eating
grow
this.
Into
but I'm
go
someone
and I, by
who
reason
can take
of
apart
use,
the word of God and I can eat it and I can adjust it becomes
the food
and I grow into someone who can take apart the word of God
and
I can
way.
Eat it,
and
my life,
and
my
life
then
the
becomes
that I
finding
live by,
ways to meet God in the Word of God.
And I, can
and I look at the Bible a different
and
way.
And I come to church
and
on Sunday
life,
morning, I
my
say,
life
hallelujah,
then
I got the Word,
finding
I
ways
heard the preaching,
to meet God
I am encouraged,
God.
My faith is built,
and I can
but then
grow.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to get
come,
up, and
I'm
going to church
open
on
up
Sunday
my
morning,
notes,
I'm going to read
hallelujah,
the verses,
I
and I'm
going to
break
word,
it down my own
the
way,
preaching,
I'm going to
encourage,
I'm going to refresh myself, I'm going to eat it
tomorrow morning, I'm
going to
get
up,
and
I'm going
to
open up my notes,
I'm going to
read those
Wednesday
night, I'm
going to
break it down my own way,
I'm going for a different purpose,
I'm
going to
refresh myself, I'm
going to
eat it again, and then I'm
going
to go, I have my own study.
I don't know.
Wednesday night, right?
I need the Word of God.
Then I am going for a different purpose, and it's to hear the Word of God
in
the
context
that
God delivers it in the body of Christ.
I don't know.
Listen to messages. I encourage you to listen to messages, but also
be aware
of
the body of Christ
is
in
the context
that God delivers it
because there's something that happens.
Listen to messages.
I encourage you
to listen to messages, but
also
I encourage
you
beware
the
body
of Christ,
find the
time
where
the
Word
of
God
is preached.
Because
there's something that happens.
The strong food that we
say
need,
that to you as you
and
were
it
here,
is the
but more
food
and more, I encourage
that is able to fuel
find
us
find
to go and go and go and go,
but not burn out.
The strong food
right,
that we need,
we are not
and it
consumed.
Is the food that is able to fuel us
like Paul,
to
go
and
go
and go
and
go,
but not burn out.
Like I know
to
I'm,
be,
I'm whatever,
we are not
I'm
consumed.
Abandoned to the gospel.
Instead, we are like
so,
Paul, and he says, I'm willing
just
to
an
spend
and
to
be
us.
Spent.
That we would not
like I,
fall
I don't,
away
I'm whatever,
from this
I'm
life
abandoned to the gospel.
Of pursuing the Word and growing in the Word.
So,
let me just,
this
closing,
is just an
Psalm
encouragement
one,
to us.
That we would not
Psalm 106,
fall away.
Listen to what happens.
This,
life,
this is like a story
of pursuing the Word
the
and growing in the Word.
Let me just, in closing,
Psalm 106 and 107 are
the story of the deliverance
what
of
happens.
Israel.
This is like a story
and then the cycle
a
of
history
them
walking away from God. Right? So, here
of Israel,
in Psalm 106 and 107 are the story of the deliverance
of
Israel,
Egypt,
and
then the cycle
of
them
10.
Walking away from God. Right? So here,
in Psalm 106,
saved them
from the hand of him who
starts
hated
talking
them.
About them leaving
right, so
Egypt.
Talking about Israel was
we can
saved
pick up in verse
from the hand
10.
Of Pharaoh.
Excuse me.
And he redeemed
he saved them
from the hand of the enemy.
From the hand of him who hated them.
Right,
the
so
waters covered
Israel
their enemies,
was saved
from the hand
and there was not
of Pharaoh.
One of them left.
And he redeemed them
you know
from
that,
the hand
the
of
Red
the enemy.
Sea closes on Egypt, and none of them are left.
The waters
Israel
covered their
is standing
enemies,
alone on the other side.
And there was not one of them left.
Then they believed
you know that,
his
the
words.
The Red Sea closes
on Egypt,
praise.
And none of them
hallelujah,
are left.
Huh?
If Israel
I saw
is standing alone
an army
on the other
swallowed
side,
up by an ocean behind me,
then they believed his words, and
I
they
also
sang
would
his
sing
praises
to God.
Hallelujah,
they
huh?
probably wouldn't
if
be
I
audible,
saw
but it'd be some kind
an
of
army
noise.
Swallowed
it'd
up
be
by
great.
An ocean behind me.
They sang praises
that
to his name.
Through.
But look how quickly
I also would
it
sing
shifts.
Praises to God.
They
soon
probably
forgot
would be audible,
his works.
But it'd be some kind of noise.
They soon
it'd
forgot
great,
his works.
Right?
They sang
we can be
praises
critical
to
of the
his
nation
name.
Of Israel.
But look how quickly
but also we can take
shifts.
This as a warning.
They soon forgot his
because
works.
They left the Red Sea.
They soon forgot
and you know
his
how
works.
Many days it took them to start
we can be critical of the nation of Israel.
But also we
three.
Can take this as a warning. race.
Because they left the Red Sea.
3 days.
And you know how many days it took them to start complaining?
In Hungarian, edge, ketu, hodum.
Three.
Any other languages?
Trace.
I forget them all.
3 days.
Count to
three days.
Anyway, whatever.
Hodum.
Not important.
In Hungarian,
3 days.
Edge, ketu,
what is
hodum.
That? Sunday
three.
To Wednesday.
All right?
Any other languages?
So they see the Red Sea opened. And
count
then all
three.
Of a sudden,
anyway,
Wednesday,
whatever.
They're out there and they're
not
saying,
important.
Man, I'm thirsty.
3 days.
What is that? Sunday
need
to
a cucumber.
Wednesday. All right?
Where's the garlic
so
and the onions?
So they see the Red Sea open.
It's boring out here.
And Moses, then all
what
of a sudden,
doing?
Wednesday,
we go
they're
back.
Out there and they're saying, man, I'm thirsty.
They soon, how soon did they forget?
Where's the garlic
they
and the onions?
They did not wait for his counsel.
This is boring out here.
Moses, what are we doing? Can we go back?
They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness.
They soon, how soon did they forget?
They did not wait for his counsel.
We
they trusted exceedingly
like
in the wilderness.
Vanity is
they
right
lusted
there.
Exceedingly
vanity
in the wilderness.
Vanity is available
and
to every one
God
of us.
In the desert.
And it is very easy for us to understand God's
we
word,
can be that
see
way.
The fire come
like
down
I'm
from
saying,
heaven,
vanity
but at the
right
same
there.
Time say, ah,
vanity is available
go
to every
way.
One of us.
Lusting exceedingly.
And it is very easy for
cow,
us to understand God's word,
right?
See
like
the fire come down from heaven, but at the same time say, ah,
this is it, verse 15.
And he gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their soul.
Right? Like it happened so quickly.
He sent leanness into their soul. He gave them their request.
What was their request?
Verse 15. And
he gave them
their request was for meat.
But he sent leanness into their soul.
But then the
he
quail went in
into
and they got
sick. He gave them their request.
Turned into
what
worms
was their request?
Right in their stomach.
They were eating manna.
He sent leanness to their soul.
So what
though,
did he do?
Right?
He gave them quail.
You can go and you can get
but then
whatever
the quail
you
went
want.
In
you're and
they
free.
Got sick.
Turned into
but
worms right in their stomach.
Your soul
lean,
will be
he
lean.
He sent leanness to their soul, though.
And
right?
You will find yourself
you can go
unable
and you can get whatever you want
to handle
life.
But
your soul,
yeah, like
will,
your
be
soul
lean.
Will not be strengthened
and you will
for
find
what is
yourself
ahead of you.
Unable.
And I'm not saying church, 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 but what I'm
life.
Saying is the Word of God.
The yeah, Word
like your
of God
soul
is the
will
strong
not
food
be
that we
strengthened
need,
for what
and
is
ahead
able
of you.
To feed us to the extent
and
that
I'm
we
saying
are
church,
able
church,
to
church,
handle
but what I'm saying
the
is the Word of God. The
and
Word
God
of God is the strong food
so,
that we need, and it is able to feed us to the extent that we are
to
able
right.
to handle
find the, food,
the life that we have.
Find the food. Where
God
is it?
In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, maybe verse 10,
hopefully
13,
that's encouraging
14, 15.
To us. Right?
Find
where
the food.
Do you feed the
find
flock
the food.
At
where,
noonday?
Where is it? In
where do you
Song
feed the
Solomon,
flock at noon?
Chapter 2,
I
know.
Maybe verse 10, 13, 14, 15.
Lord, where are you feeding the flock
where
in
do
difficulty?
You feed the flock
where,
at noonday?
Where is the shepherd?
Where do you feed the flock
and is
at noon?
The shepherd
I want to
is
know.
With the sheep feeding them. Where is that
Lord,
happening?
Where are
and
you feeding
the flock
in difficulty?
Follow the footprints.
Where is the shepherd?
YouTube video of
the shepherd
who had
sheep feeding them. Where is that happening?
Troubled young
and
sheep.
Follow
right,
the
no.
footprints.
No, he was a.
They
followed
the footprints.
There was a
sheep and
the
shepherd.
A YouTube video of a shepherd.
He said he put him
had
in the paddock with his
sheep,
fold.
He was a
and
troubled
he
young sheep.
At a distance
right, no.
for some
no,
time.
No, he was a. They
so when the shepherd would come to the
sheep and
feed them,
him
he
in.
Saw this sheep
he
would
be
put him in the paddock with his fold. And then when it was safe, he would come over.
So when the shepherd would come to the sheep and
that
feed
one
them,
of the other
he
sheep
saw
the
would go
sheep would be watching
and kind of communicate
from the distance
in whatever way.
And then when it was safe,
and
he would
over
come over.
Time, the sheep then
but
became
then,
part of the
he
fold.
Noticed that one of the other sheep would go
like come
and
into,
kind of communicate
come into, find the footprints,
way.
Observe
and over
where
time, the sheep
like
then
Psalm
became
34,
part
taste
of
taste and see
the
that
fold.
The Lord is good.
And
like
then come together,
into,
we magnify
come
the Lord
together. Find the footprints, observe,
but, like in
where
the body of Christ, let's
be like
drawing
each other
in
to where
see that
the
Lord
is
good.
Like look at the
and then come
tracks,
together,
find
we
the
magnify the
Lord where
together.
At noonday is the
but
shepherd
like in the body of Christ, let's be drawing each other
this
in
is
to
the
where
food
the fold
that will sustain
like, look
us
at
in
the,
our life.
Follow the tracks, find
Amen?
The footprints. Where
Amen.
At noonday,
Lord,
is the
thank you for feeding us.
Thank you for
because this is the food
that will sustain us in our life.
Hot room.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you that
Lord,
we don't feel the heat when
it
feeding
comes.
Us.
Thank you for
instead we are
keeping us
fed
awake
by you,
in this.
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for your word,
room, Lord.
Thank you.
You
for encouraging us in it. Thank
you
that
for drawing
we don't
us
feel
to
the
it.
Heat when it comes.
That you draw
instead,
our hearts
to
yourself,
by you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
in
you
Jesus
for your
name.
Word.
Amen.
Thank